The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
What's the world's oldest profession? No, it's not prostitution. Anthropologists say healthcare in the form of a tribal shaman. You know, ironically, very early medicine was often as good or better than that of recent eras. In fact, doctors in ancient societies had figured out sutures, poultices, resetting dislocations and fractures and splints, and the importance of cleaning wounds. They used purges and laxatives, emetics, enemas, diuretics, and a wide variety of plant extracts. You know, plants are the roots, no pun intended, of pharmaceuticals. Still about 20% of pharmaceuticals are plant-derived. At least 50 of which of these plant extracts, including narcotics, painkillers, and digitalis, are still in use today. And there are many new drugs and therapies for cancer, which are tried and true, early remedies used for centuries, as well as lifestyle medicine being integrated into cancer care and treatment. And that's what we're going to talk about today with our guest in just a few minutes, talking about integrative cancer therapies. That will be in the first hour of the program with Dr. Miobi. She's a cancer researcher and also OBGYN, and she has other credentials. But we'll talk to her on some of the integrative cancer therapies that are effective, safe, and ones that you're going to want to hear about. In the second hour of the program, next hour, Sarah Pluta joins us. She's a nutritionist and health educator, and she'll talk about some powerful herbal and botanical remedies, the endocannabinoid system. We'll talk about popularity of CBDs and the fact that they can treat a wide variety of ailments, but there are also, you know, a lot of people use CBDs and the cannabis-based compounds as an alternative to conventional medicines. But then there are alternatives to the cannabis-based compounds also, which have the same effects, but without the controversy and some of the side effects of the cannabis CBD products and THC. So we'll talk about that in next hour of the program, excuse me. And also we'll be joined by Ed Kuiper, who is the author of Ride the Happiness Wave. We'll talk about mental health and how to be optimistic and happy, because when you're happy, you're healthy, and when you're healthy, you're happy, right? So integrative, so we go from cancer to cannabis in this two-hour-long show, and we want you to be a part of it. If you can't be a part of the entire show, you can always listen to the rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy right here on AM 690 and 94.3 FM, The Answer. By the way, did I say who I was? I don't think so. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. And, you know, it's good to be naturally awakened versus the blood pressure busting alarm clocks that we sometimes have to wake up to. But it's even better to read Natural Awakenings magazine, because you can find out about the latest and greatest things that you can do to naturally awaken your health and vitality. And here to help us do that is Becky and Bud, because it's the first Saturday of the month, and we have some of the previews that you can be a part of if you pick up a copy of Natural Awakenings magazine, which is Hawaii's leading healthy living magazine. And we're joined with them, or by them, this morning. Good morning, Becky and Bud. How the health are you?
Good Becky? Morning, David.
Good morning.
Hello there. Now, summer means fun, and fun is healthy. So your magazine has an article, one of the ones I want to read, which I haven't done yet, is on the one of the most fun places to be on Oahu, and that is Waimea Valley. I remember as a kid going to Waimea Valley, and all these decades or generations later, it's still there. So tell us about that article and about Waimea Valley in your magazine for the June issue.
Yeah, in fact, we were just there Thursday delivering magazines, and the farmer's market goes on every Thursday.
Oh, really?
And okay. Then after the farmer's market, folks can stay for Screen on the Green, which is a movie outdoors.
Oh, cool.
It's a very fun venue. Then they also have the concert series that goes on during the summer months.
And you don't have to be a member or anything. You just, whatever event is going on, everybody can be a part of. I mean, the public's invited, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. And, you know, with the sun's rays becoming more intense at this time of the year, spring and summer, people need to know more information that you have in Natural Awakenings magazine of about sunscreens and what you probably don't know about sunscreens, including the ones you don't spread on your skin, but you swallow. And you have an article on that by Rhonda, who has some interesting information on sunscreens. Have you already followed her advice on sunscreens? I know that you sometimes get out in the sun when you're not delivering magazines, or when you're delivering magazines, you get out in the sun.
I'm very sensitive to the sun, and I've been taking the oral shade factor from Rhonda, and I am finding that I'm not getting a hive like I normally get from being out in the sun.
Okay, so that's good.
I'm delighted with
it. Desensitizes you. And speaking of skin and sun care and skin care, you have an article there in the June issue of Natural Awakenings magazine on CBD for skin care. We're going to be talking about CBD next hour in the program. But tell us about that article. I haven't skimmed that yet.
Yeah, it's available through Mr. Hemp CBD right over on School Street. And it's a cream that actually works with the receptors in the skin. There's CBD receptors. And it helps as an antioxidant, works with eczema, other skin conditions.
Wow, excellent. And also you have the latest news in your issue on the Blue Zones Project, keeping our communities healthy. And I know that's... Well, that's in conjunction with HMSA, or who are you working with there?
HMSA is the sponsor of Blue Zones, and Blue Zones is a national program on keeping our communities healthy and living. I think we talked about it last month, about living to be over 100 years old. And they have a variety of techniques. And then they work with community organizations. So we're affiliated with the Wahiwa Blue Zones Project, and they're going to be having their kickoff. So we'll be there on, is it the 9th, Bud?
On the 9th, yeah.
The 9th.
Oh, okay. June 9th. Okay, we'll announce it next week, which is a week from today. That's good. And then finally, Dr. Michael Russo of the Honolulu Neuroscience Clinic, the sleep clinic there, he's welcoming a new doctor to his staff, Dr. Mark Woodward, is it?
Yes, it is. We spoke with him and created this little news brief about it. He is very excited to be joining Dr. Russo to work both here in Oahu and on the Big Island in Russo's clinic.
I was just thinking it's ironic, you know, we're talking about Natural Awakenings magazine, and then you're featuring a sleep clinic. But it's so important, because you have to have a good night's sleep in order to be naturally awake and refreshed the next day. So, you know, we need to learn how to recharge our batteries, and sleep is one of the most deficient things. You know, we talk about nutrient deficiencies all the time here on the program, but sleep deficiency is probably even worse. in our 24/7 society, and so that's a very important issue to cover, and we appreciate you doing that on a continual basis. Now, where can people pick up a copy of Natural Awakenings magazine?
There are at all of the YMCAs, all the Jumba Juices, all the libraries. There are, what do we have, about 12 outdoor boxes in the downtown area. And then at select Safeway, Times, Long's. We're also at several Foodlands, and those Foodlands are listed in the magazine.
My gosh, where aren't you? You're everywhere. That's great. Okay, so wherever you're shopping today, pick up a copy of Natural Awakenings magazine. Can people get it digitally as well?
Yes, if they go to our website, NaturalAwakeningsHawaii, all spelled out, .com.
Okay, NaturalAwakeningsHawaii.com.
Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations on keeping Natural Awakenings Hawaii's leading healthy living magazine, and we'll hear from you next month, Becky and Bud.
See you then, David.
All right, thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
All right, there goes Becky and Bud of Natural Awakenings magazine. Always good to be naturally awakened, and we are your caffeine-free wake-up call here on Saturday mornings, every Saturday morning. If this is the first time you're tuning in, tell a friend, or if you're a regular listener, tell somebody about it that hasn't tuned into the show before, and we'll all be healthier for it. Next week, Authentic Health. What's that? Dr. Gordon Marino will tell you in the first hour of next week's program. He'll be giving us a checkup from the neck up when it comes to managing your mental and emotional health and resiliency. Then in the 10 o'clock hour of next week's show, if you plan on taking any trips this summer, you need to tune in to our annual program on travel health. That's when you'll learn how to stay food safe, whether you're enjoying a staycation or an exotic getaway. And speaking of food safety, I mean, it's just one episode after another in the national news. As of this week, there are now 5 dead and 200 sickened from that romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak, which encompassed some, 35 states, I believe. So we'll cover ways to minimize your risk of illness, even if you're exposed to disease-causing foodborne pathogens, whether it's E. coli or salmonella or some of the other common offenders. We'll talk to biochemist and microbiologist Randy Perupkin, who will be joining us for an hour of very valuable information on staying healthy away from home. All right, straight ahead in the news. Maybe you shouldn't wake up and smell the coffee. Why, inhaling it may be worse than drinking a cup of Joe. Plus, details on a gel to prevent cancer relapses. Then, good news about brain cells in older people. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. Did you know that the right foods can help prevent this frightening disease? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even improve survival. Visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. Brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Well, you may have seen this in the news this week. Studies show workers exposed to high levels of lung-damaging chemicals in, of all places, coffee shops. Growing number of workers, they say, who make their living roasting, grinding, packaging, and serving coffee. Well, doctors and scientists have been gathering information over the last couple of years and find that... And by the way, coffee, the industry, is a $74 billion a year industry. But the problem is the workers are exposed to 4 to 5 times the recommended daily or levels of diacetyl and other dangerous compounds that rapidly can destroy your lungs. And it's irreversible, by the way. In fact, well, I won't get into the science of it, but... suffice to say that the CDC's inquiry followed a 2015 investigation by a newspaper, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that exposed how naturally occurring chemicals that are involved in the roasting process of coffee endanger roughly 750,000 coffee workers in the U.S. every year. Compounds are byproducts of fermentation, formed when coffee is roasted and then released in greater amounts when the beans are ground. So it's not just drinking coffee that can be somewhat hazardous to your health. It's smelling it, but usually only if you're smelling it as a profession. All right, a gel prevents cancer relapses. You know, 40% of people, and we're going to talk to this point with Dr. Milan Riobe on integrative cancer therapy in just a few minutes, but about 40% of people that have cancer see it return within 5 years of having the tumor removed. Well, this new gel, it reboots the immune system, and it purges any cancer cells left after surgery and those that have spread elsewhere. The gel was created, at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Massachusetts, and it's placed in the cavity left when a tumor is surgically removed. Well, it releases substances that activate white blood cells, as well as interferon proteins that help the body defend itself against cancer. So this is a good discovery, and it could work for many cancers, they say. It's now being tested on patients, and so might be available in the not-too-distant future. All right, one last article. We don't have time to get to all of them, but older people still make new brain cells. People in their 70s seem to produce just as many new neurons as teenagers. That's good news. Discovery could provide clues as to how we can keep our minds sharper for longer. And just to recap this article, the neurogenesis was thought to plummet after middle age. That's the creation of new neurons. But it, now it's still granted a lot higher in newborns and young children, but you still make it throughout life, the neurons. And production of new neurons can be modified by environmental factors in humans to promote healthy brain aging. And that's what it's all about. You don't want your mind to wear out before your body or vice versa. Okay, we'll talk about that when we return from this brief break. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health continues.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer 4 supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest acting medical strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the friendly foursome is enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the friendly foursome of master supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. It's the Cure for the Common radio show, and we appreciate you making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy and happy with the information we have for you this morning. And in this segment of the program, a happiness expert, you know, if you're happy and, well, basically, if you're happy, you're healthy. Well, maybe not always, but if you're healthy, you're happy. I mean, the two go hand in hand, so it's important that we cover both here on the program because this is Dr. Health Radio. And here to help us do just that is not a doctor, but he is the author of the new book, Ride the Happiness Wave. He is Ed Kuiper, and we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Ed. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. How are you doing?
Excellent. Now, even though a lot of people may not be suffering from a chronic disease, they often suffer from chronic unhappiness. And I'm surprised that I have to interview somebody like you to get us back on track, you know? I mean, is something wrong when you have to practice being happy? Shouldn't that be a natural state of being?
Yeah, it's. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you about happiness. A few years ago, I would not have been talking to you about it. Long story how I got into this. But I thank you very much for allowing me on your show.
Oh, absolutely.
Giving me an opportunity to talk a little bit about happiness. It's actually a very powerful emotion. We were actually born with it. It was within us. And here's how it works. I want you to recall, this is to all your listeners, I want all of you to recall a time when you suddenly felt very unhappy.
Hmm.
Think back to some sort of an experience, or when you felt very happy. Something had activated that you're feeling happy. It suddenly was just there, if you know what I'm saying there.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know that you can activate happiness like this anytime you want it? It's within you. You can just make it pop up, in other words. And there are several actions you can do that are going to accomplish this. We actually, in our everyday lives, do a lot of these actions anyway. We simply do not do them enough. What I'm suggesting is that we do many actions as often as we can, and it will create an element of constant happiness in us. You just have to remember to do them is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but isn't there an app for that? I mean, you know, people always, they don't want to work at it. They want an app for it or one of the social drugs, caffeine, sugar, alcohol. I mean, you know, take your pick.
Well, they're pretty easy. Let's take a look at one of them.
Okay.
And so you get an idea of how it works. And so here it is. To your listeners and to you, smile.
All right, I'm smiling.
That's right, smile. It's simple and powerful, and it activates happiness within you. Do it right now, everyone. Smile. Let the crinkles on your sides of your mouth just curl upward. Smile.
Okay.
Are you smiling?
I'm smiling. I am smiling as I'm talking.
Good. Makes you feel good, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and it's kind of like fake it till you make it. Even when you're not happy, if you smile, it kind of produces those feelings of happiness or the, you know, the effects of smiling. So.
Yeah, we all smile every day. All I'm suggesting is that we do more of it.
And isn't it true, Ed, that children and adolescents smile a lot more than adults do? Once we reach adulthood, We just don't smile or laugh as much as we did as kids and as in our younger years.
Correct. We have a lot of stuff imposed on us. Like, there's a lot of negativity out there.
It's called baggage.
Yeah, it's baggage. Well, we get more baggage all the time.
All right.
So you're right on. But when you're smiling, you know, you're actually radiating happiness. You're radiating frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
We as human beings are made up of energy, incidentally. And so we're radiating frequencies to everyone we interact with. Like, consider when you smile at a specific person. That person generally smiles back at you, and you experience a positive, feel-good connection, right?
That's right. I always think it's a universal language. No matter what country I've been to, smiling means the same thing. I mean, every
Correct.
Time. Yeah.
And the same thing happens in reverse. When somebody smiles at you, you generally return the smile.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel positive, feel-good connections with that person.
Sure.
So the positive connections are your personal energy frequencies at work as they resonate together. You're resonating with somebody. And this creates a feeling of happiness in both of you. So what you're talking about is a smile is a very powerful thing that you have the availability to use every day. I want you to consider something else. Consider how you feel when you're around someone who smiles a lot.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily anybody in particular, but just smile. Suddenly you're in a room somewhere and you see somebody smiling. The frequency of the smile actually radiates through the entire room. It has a magnetism all of its own. You're attracted to it. You're attracted to that person.
That's
Ever had
true.
That happen?
Yeah, of course. Many times, yes. Countless times.
Yeah. So everybody who's present feels that attraction and wants to be around that person.
Mm-hmm. So whether it's you're happy and then you smile as a result of happiness, or you want to be happy so you start smiling, it works both ways.
It does.
Okay.
So I mean, I think all of us would like to be with that, the person that has that magnetized people with a smile.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah. Now, we want to have this a two-parter because we have more information that we want to glean from you and your book, the new book, Ride the Happiness Wave. But we have another guest coming on about integrative cancer therapy. And so can you be back with us next week and we'll do the second part? I know you have some other tips for people that want to implement or start practicing happiness and good feelings in their life along with good health. Please come back. But in the meantime, for people that may not be able to be with us next week, how can people get your book, the new book, Ride the Happiness Wave?
You can get it on Amazon.com is your best bet.
Okay. And by the way, you know, here in Hawaii, we ride waves to be happy. So we're the surf capital of the world.
Do you ride the waves?
I'm a swimmer, not a surfer, but I have many relatives and close friends that are surfers. And in fact, one of my relatives is a pro surfer. He does the circuit worldwide. And I mean, I'm very familiar with surfing and I have surfed before. I mean, I can stand up, but I'm not that proficient at it and I don't practice it. But anyway, we'll practice riding the happiness wave when we have you back next week. Thanks so much, Ed, for being
you
with
got
us.
It, guy.
All right.
Thanks.
There goes Ed Kuiper, author of Ride the Happiness Wave. And when we come back from this bottom of the hour station break, we'll have Dr. Milan Riobe talking about integrative and holistic cancer therapies. She's a medical doctor, and just because it's integrative medicine, it doesn't mean it's not innovative and cutting edge and modern and scientific, as is the conventional cancer therapy. So much more information to come here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
Snow.
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 Yes, it's David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to The Cure for the Cattleman Radio Show. All right, in this segment of the program, we're going to talk about a serious subject, cancer, an integrative approach to cancer therapy. My guest is the author of The Answer to Cancer. She's a medical physician, but trained in Chinese medicine and holistic therapies as well. Integrative medicine is what she calls it, integrative cancer therapy. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Milan Riobe. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. I'm doing great. How are you?
Thank you for being there. And now, you know, when I was thinking of cancer, I thought, well, breast cancer, you know, a mammogram may detect cancer in its early stages, but it's not going to prevent it. I mean, early prevention is better than early detection. Everybody preaches early detection, which is, you know, I mean, it's something that's necessary in medicine. There's nothing, I'm not discounting early detection, but it doesn't take the place of prevention. And that's what integrative medicine is all about, and holistic health therapies. So tell us how you've integrated your practice. And you're an OBGYN also?
Yes, I'm a double board certified, one in OBGYN and one in integrative medicine.
Right, right. So how did you combine the two? Because sometimes they're diametrically opposed or they conflict with each other. And how did you integrate, you know, obviously integrative medicine, that you were successful in integrating them. And tell us, obviously you were first a medical physician and then you learned about holistic therapies. Is that how it went?
Yeah, we came from a very medical family. And so medicine was just something that was in my blood, I guess. But then when I actually went out into practice, I realized that it didn't work for 90% of the issues that my patients had. And so I had nothing for these. At the time, only women. We now see men as well. But at the time, I was seeing only women. And most of them would come in with fatigue and weight gain and depression and sleep disorders and similar issues that we were simply not trained to deal with in residency. And so I quickly became very frustrated, and in my family also was a very strong herbal background because we're from the Caribbean. And so herbal therapies were always in the back of my mind somewhere. And so when I became frustrated, I started to look at traditional Chinese medicine. And when I went and studied it, it was just mind-blowing to me that we were completely missing 90% of people's issues with our conventional system that Chinese medicine just was better equipped to look at.
Mm-hmm. And we should mention, too, Dr. Riobe, is that our modern pharmaceutical industry is based, it has its roots, no pun intended, in herbal medicine. That's where pharmaceuticals came from, were nutraceuticals or herbalceuticals, if you will. I just wanted to put that into the mix. Yeah.
Absolutely. But what happened with pharmaceuticals is they took a natural plant and they chemically altered it and made it synthetic.
Exactly.
And that's the reason why we're struggling with our pharmaceuticals. Chinese medicine keeps the plant pure.
Mm-hmm.
And they also understand that plants have different qualities and things that they do in the body. And they were able to formulate combinations of different plants and herbs to create an entire pharmacopoeia of Chinese herbs that can be used for a lot of things that we struggle to treat in our conventional medicine. So I took all of this information and I incorporated it into my current system, And it worked really well. And then there was still a little bit of a gap, especially with menopause management and very difficult to treat metabolic disorders. So then I turned my attention to functional medicine, which is a more modern holistic system.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied that. And then what I did was I fused all three systems into one in my practice. And that's really been just a wonderful experience for me to be able to help people and for people to be able to actually get the help that they need.
So let's talk about a few specific cancers since you're an OBGYN and you originally only treated women. How does your breast cancer therapy differ from if somebody just went to a conventional MD and had cancer therapy for breast cancer?
Well, we prefer to prevent the breast cancer entirely.
Right, but assuming that somebody already has it, let's just take that scenario.
Exactly. So, but the strategy is the same, whether you have the cancer already or you don't have the cancer already, because we're looking at the cause of the cancer in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're healthy and you're trying to prevent it or you already have it, the causes are there anyway. And so we look at the root causes of those cancers that look very different from what our conventional counterparts believe to be the causes of cancer. So there's a lot of attention focused on genes today as the cause of cancer, but they are not, in fact, the cause of 95% of cancers. And because genes control all body function, we automatically assume that it must be the gene that, you know, went bad that caused the cancer. But what we're failing to see is that environmental changes are what caused the gene to become damaged. So when you want to look at successfully treating cancer, you have to look at the environmental influence that created the gene disorder that then led to the cancer. And that's what we're missing in conventional medicine that we look at in our practice.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually look beneath the surface. We don't just look at the iceberg on the surface of the ocean. We actually dive deep and look at what created the iceberg from the bottom of the ocean. When you look down there, you see that metabolically the body is disturbed. You know, the stress and the environmental toxins that we're exposed to today kind of wear the body out in many ways. And mm-hmm. so when we look inside the cells of the body, we not only find a lot of toxins in those cells, we also find a lot of depletion of things like vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. We find hormone imbalances inside the cells that we'll never find in blood work because the blood work just doesn't show us those things. So when we look at the causes of cancer, they're usually hormonal imbalances and nutrition deficits that are tied together by gut problems many times. So people are getting exposed to toxins. The gastrointestinal system is also exposed to toxins in the form of pesticides and antibiotics. And so the gastrointestinal system, which houses the immune system, which protects us from cancer, then becomes damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when that gene goes bad because of the same environmental insults, the immune system is already weakened. And so the immune system never wakes up to recognize that cancer cell. And that cell just sits there for years and it slowly reproduces itself until there are billions of cancer cells that you can finally either feel on a breast exam or see on a mammogram.
That I think that's the main, if I could just interject here, it's the main thing that people, they're not aware of because they don't have the medical training that you do, but they think that, oh gosh, I was fine. I was healthy as a horse up until just last month, and then my doctor told me I had cancer, versus it took 10 or 20 years or even longer for that cancer to be detectable or to, like you said,
and the only reason is because we're looking in the wrong places. We're looking in blood work and we're looking at mammograms, and those things are very late findings. And you can have cancer and your blood work still stone cold normal, and according to your blood panel, you're as healthy as an ox, but here you are with a cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Had that client had the opportunity to have the cells tested instead of the blood, we would have seen all kinds of derangements years before the cancer diagnosis that had we corrected them, they would never have been diagnosed with the cancer in the first place. Now, once you have the cancer, you still want to treat all those same factors because that is what will then wake the immune system up to then successfully treat the cancer and prevent it from coming back. So mm-hmm. the same cellular disturbances, you still have to treat them. So when we use chemotherapy and radiation, we're killing cancer cells, but because we never treat the actual cause of the cancer, we get these recurrences at a later time.
And many people have recurrences, and, you know, it's the 5-year survival rate is, that's how they they determine the success of the cancer. Right. But if somebody is still in their early or mid years of life, they want to live more than 5 years. And so what if the cancer therapy is successful? If they're dead in 5 years, what does that matter? I mean, you know, you cure the disease and kill the patient. So.
Right. And not only that, but the treatment itself causes cancer.
That's right. Yeah.
And so you have this double whammy. So in order to successfully treat cancer, you have to dive into that patient's cells, because that's what becomes deranged and becomes cancerous is that cell.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look in the body's cells to correct things. Otherwise, you never get anywhere.
All right. Dr. Ryobe, we need to take one break here, and then we'll be back with you for the rest of the hour. I want to ask you when we come back about the over-treatment of cancer, because we are developing better and better testing procedures as far as detection. And when is it, you know, when? How do you define maybe over-treating a cancer that would not be, for instance, prostate cancer, you know, that it's so slow-growing that most men die of something else before they ever die of prostate cancer before it ever causes any problems. Exactly. In fact, 80% of 80-year-old men have prostate cancer, but, you know, they usually die of something, some other disease. But anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back with Dr. Milan Ryobe. The Answer to Cancer is her book. We'll tell you how to get her book when we return from this brief break. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is. And hopefully it'll be a beautiful evening tonight if you listen to the rebroadcast. 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to now. Our show does rebroadcast tonight. So 9 a.m. the Fresh Show. 9 p.m. is the rebroadcast of Dr. Health Radio. And you can always go to drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com, to listen to all of our podcast shows. All right, if you're just joining us, our guest in this segment of the program is Dr. Milan Ryobe. She's the author of The Answer to Cancer and also The Tao of Integrative Medicine. That's your earlier book, isn't it, Dr. Ryobe?
Yes, it is. They were both released late 2016.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. And so let's talk about, we were talking earlier or before the break about the possible over-treatment of cancer. When does it become over-treatment or, you know, to be where the treatment is you know, you shouldn't really go there as far as with all the new technology we have to detect things. When does it become over-treatment? I mean, when you detect a few cells versus a few thousand or a few million, as you were mentioning?
Well, it's very difficult to detect them before they're in the millions. Okay. And when they're in the millions, they can be as small as almost a millimeter or two. So it's very difficult to diagnose. Usually they're in the billions by the time you can find them.
Right. And I've heard it said that a lot of practitioners say that everybody has cancer cells in their body all the time. It's just, you know, they're circulating or they're in different areas.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, yes, okay. There are accidents of cellular duplication that might lead to a cancer cell. You know, there are 100 trillion cells in the body reproducing themselves all day. So, you know, accidents happen, and sometimes, yes, you'll get this random cancer cell that generates because of an accident of genetic duplication. But that's what the immune system is for.
Mm-hmm.
And the immune system, we have 50 years of research to back up the immune system as cancer protection. And so if the immune system is functioning properly, we should be able to detect that one cancer cell and kill it. And so what happens is, you know, cancer is really an opportunist. It's not a very strong disease, if you will. So the person that has the cancer has to be that much weaker than the cancer for the cancer to really take hold.
Uh-huh.
So you have to have a really weak immune system. So if you have a gut problem, a gastrointestinal problem,
right,
where the immune system is housed, you're automatically going to have a weak immune system. If you're under a lot of stress, as well, stress suppresses the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And so the host has to be very weakened in order to even get cancer. So if you can determine what those underlying causes are and aggressively treat those, then you can start to kill cancer cells, you know, much more easily. So the chemotherapy will be much more effective. Or sometimes you don't even need chemotherapy to treat the cancer if you can get that person nutritionally sound and have their immune system do the work, you know, for you, if you will. And so when does it become overkill? It really, that's a very difficult ethical question. And it's really up to the patient to, you know, be informed by the physician to the best of the physician's ability to let the patient know how aggressive they feel that the cancer is, what, you know, the prognosis is. And also it depends on the patient's desire, you know, what's the lifespan of the patient, the functionality of the patient, you know, and sometimes it's very difficult to know because there's so many factors involved. So I think the over-treatment of cancer is just simply because we're so afraid of cancer.
And it depends on who you go to. If you go to a radiologist or surgeon, that's what they're going to, you know, you go to a carpenter, they're going to have a hammer in their hand and they're ready to pound the nail in. If you go to a holistic practitioner, they might use herbs or other holistic therapies. And if they go to somebody like you, hopefully you do the best of both worlds or integrate the best combination of therapies.
We see improvement in cancer markers from IV nutrition therapy alone and the support of the adrenal system. You know, so we have a client that we're currently seeing. Her chemotherapy simply stopped working. She had stage 4 breast cancer. And so she came to see me for that reason. And we determined all the underlying causes. So she ended up having heavy metals in her system. She had mercury toxicity in her system. Mm. She had a gastrointestinal malabsorption and an infection in her small intestine. And she had what we call adrenal fatigue, where her cortisol levels were very low and her DHEA hormone levels were very low. And those are the stress handlers of the body. And so we began to naturally treat those things, and we put her on some IV therapies to replace all the vitamin deficiencies and mineral deficiencies that she also had. And her cancer markers have been improving. Even when she's not on chemotherapy, they've had to take her off her chemo because she was having such horrible side effects.
Hmm.
Despite not being on her chemotherapy, her cancer markers have been steadily declining.
Oh,
You know, and just because we made her stronger.
Right. You know, I think it's Louis Pasteur, the famous researcher. He said that it's not the infection or the bacteria; it's the host. You know,
correct.
You just want to build up the host.
Say, Exactly. And we can say the same thing for cancer, in my opinion. I think if we begin to see cancer for what it really, really is, we will begin to see that the same relationship exists there. It's really the host.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can strengthen the host, that cancer has not as much of a stronghold on the host.
Exactly.
And so then therapies can work better. Now, we're not saying that we're going to make cancer completely disappear. You may still need to have your chemotherapy and surgical intervention.
Mm-hmm.
But what we'll see is that those therapies will be much more effective and the risk of recurrence, significantly reduced.
Sure.
Simply by strengthening the host. So it's exactly that same relationship.
So lifestyle medicine, in other words, just taking all aspects of the person, not just treating the disease, but treating the patient. I mean, what a concept, right?
Yeah. You treat a person that happens to have cancer. That's what you're actually doing.
Right.
You're treating that individual, and you have to really know. You can't guess. You can't say, well, just go eat better and go do some exercise and you'll be okay. You have
exactly.
to actually drill into that person's cells
mm-hmm.
and do advanced molecular cellular testing so you know exactly what their needs are, what their vitamin deficiencies are, what their actual hormone levels inside their cells are, and you have to rebalance the cells in order to see good results. Otherwise, it's a guessing game, try this, try that. You don't have time for that in cancer, right? Because the host is already weakened.
That's right.
And
yeah.
so you have to be aggressive in finding out exactly what is wrong, what specific doses do we need to use of each component. What's the quickest way to get that into the patient? Sometimes it's by IV therapy. You bypass the gut and you just pump everything through an IV, just to get that person going. And then you work on the background, issues, the gut issues, the adrenal issues, and the other conditions that you identify as having been the actual cause of the cancer. So we're very misled when we're told that genes cause cancer. Because we're looking so superficially, the genes were the last thing that broke before the diagnosis, and we fail to look at what caused the genes to break. So until we look at what the cause of the gene problem is, we won't get a cure for cancer.
And part of it is the patient's, not fault, but their demands to the practitioner, to their doctor or oncologist. And they say, just zap it, bomb it, cut it out, get it out of me.
Right.
And it's
scary.
Right, yeah,
it's
of course.
Scary.
And that's understandable.
Absolutely.
But by the same token, the doctor has to educate the patient saying, hey, it was part of you. It's part of, like you said, you're getting to the cause. I don't want to get on my high horse about it.
And that's the thing, you do have to see someone who's well-versed in what the true causes of the cancer are in the first place, because if you go see someone who's just looking at the tip of the iceberg, they're going to want to cut the tip off.
Yeah, exactly. Now, one of my best friends, I want to get this in before we leave you, and of course, people can get your book, The Answer to Cancer. We'll tell you how to get that again in just a minute. But one of my best friends was just diagnosed with follicular lymphoma. Have you ever treated any of your patients with lymphoma?
Yes, we have a couple, not specifically follicular, but we do have lymphoma patients, yes.
And
same story.
Successful?
Same story.
Okay.
Well,
so
we're right in the midst of treating them, but yes, what we find is they're very weakened.
They're
very, very depleted. And so then they get a load of toxins because the detoxification systems are too weak to get rid of the toxins. And so we get this combination of a bunch of toxins on top of a very depleted system. And it's the same story. You just peel the onion back, by correcting step by step each of those deficiencies. And so the body can then detox better and, get rid of the toxic burden and then boost the immune system so that it kills the cancer cells, for you.
So are you in favor of chemo or radiation? His oncologist, by the way, said surgery was not an option, so... I think he's going to go the route of chemotherapy or radiation.
There are certain cancers for which chemotherapy has been proven
right.
to work well.
Mm-hmm.
Hodgkin's lymphoma being one, testicular cancer being another.
Yeah.
The vast majority of other cancers, chemotherapy has not been shown to actually cure the cancer. So you have to be very, very careful. But because that's the only weapon that we have in conventional medicine, it's the one we employ regardless of whether or not it's going to work.
Right. And not to say that you
don't want to still build up the host to be as strong as, you know, the patient to be as strong as possible, even if they do go the chemotherapy route. Yeah,
and
or the
that's when you absolutely have to strengthen the host, because chemotherapy actually weakens you more. So
that's
what
right.
actually kills people, what people die of when they have cancer is malnutrition.
Yes, oftentimes,
yeah,
you're right.
They actually die of malnutrition because the cancer literally eats up all your energy, so to speak. And so does the chemotherapy. You know, the chemotherapy is a huge stress to the body, and it also damages the gut, which is the avenue through which you get your energy.
That's right.
And so you actually just slowly starve to death when you have cancer. That's why boosting the host and strengthening the host is so effective, because you're reversing the actual cause of death from cancer. If you can feed that person, so to speak, and get them on the right supplements, get their gut working better, or bypass their gut if you have to with IV nutrition therapy to get, you know, the majority of deficiencies corrected as quickly as possible.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I was going to say, if they have an infection in the gastrointestinal system, you're never going to be able to replenish them orally. So you have to look for infections also and successfully treat those, so that they can rely on their own food to also assist them.
Very good point. Dr. Rui Obey, thank you so much. The Answer to Cancer is one of your books. The Tao of Integrative Medicine is the other. How can people get your books? What's the best way?
The best way is to go right to our website at RioBeyIntegrativeMedicine.com.
Okay, and that's R-I-O-B-E, IntegrativeMedicine.com, RioBey.
Absolutely.
IntegrativeMedicine.com. Thank you so much, and please keep us updated on any new developments on integrative cancer therapies, will you?
Definitely will. Thank you so much, David.
All right. There goes the author of The Answer to Cancer, Dr. Milan Riobay. And here we go with another hour, but we will be back with more information after the top of the hour Fox News. You've heard of medical marijuana and using cannabis, cannabis therapy. Did you know there's also non-cannabis cannabinoids that affect your endocannabinoid system? Sarah Pluta will be joining us next hour to talk about that, some alternatives, non-controversial alternatives to if you're interested in cancer, or excuse me, cannabis therapy. So, and that's to treat a variety of diseases and conditions. So much more information to come on hour number two, the healthiest 2 hours on radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.